Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm watching the Red Sox Yankees here, and it got me thinking about like kind of boorish fan behavior, because there may not be a group of people that hate each other more than Red Sox and Yankee fans. I mean, it was a couple years ago. I forget whether it was Yankee fan or Red Sox fan, but one of them drove a car into a group of the other one.
Yeah,
killed some people.
I think that's right.
You know, I mean, there's some real animosity there. I also saw today that the University of Colorado got fined $50,000, and I do want to give a hat tip to Dion, who is, you know, I think Dion's kind of an eye roll at this point.
Yeah, it can be a lot of bluster, a lot of, not always the most substance, but a lot of flash.
But Dion came out today and I thought had a really nice statement where he apologized to an entire religion and said, that's not the way we go about things. He said, I love you. And if you missed it, in a shocking development, we had yet another incident this weekend where a student section, by the way, Oregon had this a number of years ago. They started the wonderful F the Mormon chant.
So original.
As BYU played Colorado. And I said this at the time, having played at that university, and look, I'm not LDS, I'm not Mormon, haven't entered foot into a church in 15 years. And if you know me, I am not a BYU honk by any stretch of the imagination, and I have plenty of problems with that university and some of the views of the church. But what I will tell you is, that church is full of a lot of really good people, and that school is full of a lot of good people. And whether they are or not, it's not okay to stand up there and chant F the Mormons. And I've always been amazed that we allow people to get away with this.
If you did it with other religions, if you got out there and did it with like the Jews, who are under a huge political fire
or
right
the
now,
Muslims?
Like a Muslim, yeah, it'd be a huge,
so
huge problem.
If we have a student section that chants up and chants F the Jews, something tells me that it's going to be more than a $50,000 fine.
Yeah.
If someone stands up and says, F the Muslims, there's going to be a good problem. But when it comes to the Mormons, for whatever reason, and by the way, this happened so many times when I traveled. It happened at Mississippi State. It happened at Florida State. It happened, happened more times than I can count. The F the Mormon stuff happened all the time. And it always baffled me that it was never a story. And so this is what I'm saying. Like, I played 20 years ago. I graduated in I graduated in 2000, 2001. So it's been a while. But I heard that stuff going on then, and it was never an issue. Now, the last couple of years, I think USC did it, Oregon did it, Colorado did it. There's been three that I can remember off the top of my head in the last like 4 years that have been fined now and had to be reprimanded for the F the Mormon chants. And then we had the Ryder Cup thing, which was as bad as anything that I've ever heard. I don't know if you've seen some of the clips going around. Roy McIlroy's wife had a beer dumped on her. There are people calling Roy
Like Geislers?
Geislers.
Yep, yep.
I mean, it's really...
They even had one of the PA announcers had to step down because she was helping lead the fans in an FU Rory chant.
Yeah.
The person employed by the Ryder Cup with a microphone helping hundreds or thousands of other people drop an FU to the opponent.
Dude, some of this stuff is nuts. I was watching, I was embarrassed. As an American, I was embarrassed at the behavior at the Ryder Cup. And look, I'm as much USA as anyone else. Like, I wanted to pull, I was upset that you bet on the Europeans, you son of a bitch. And by the
America,
way,
America, yeah!
I'm a Swedish citizen too. My mom was born and raised there. I have birthright citizenship. And I'm still like, dude, let's go full America. It bothered me, you and Rupp, you freaking commies, both, you know, bet on the Europeans. But just
we were right, by the way.
This, yeah, you were. That level of just nastiness, and Rory even talked about it. Rory said, why are you chanting F me? Why aren't you chanting for Scottie Scheffler?
I've got his soundbite on that. You want to hear it?
This is Rory.
I don't think we should ever accept that in golf. I think golf should be held to a higher standard than what was, you know, than what was seen out there this week. Golf has the ability to unite people. Golf teaches you very good life lessons. It teaches you etiquette. It teaches you how to play by the rules. It teaches you how to respect people. And, you know, sometimes this week we didn't see that. So, this should not be what is acceptable in the Ryder Cup. But, you know, we will be making sure to say to our fans in Ireland in 2027 that, you know, what happened here this week is not acceptable. And it's, you know, for me, it's, you know, come and support your home team. You know, come and support your team. You know, I think if I was an American, I would be annoyed that people, I didn't hear a lot of shouts for Scotty today, but I heard a lot of shouts against me. And it's like, support your players. You know, that's the thing. So, look, it was a rough week for all of us. But at the same time, you know, we shut them up by our performance and how we played. And we tried to, you know, I chirped back a few times because it got to me a few times. But we tried to handle everything that came our way with class and poise. And for the most part, I felt like we did that.
And I know that obviously Shane Lowry got involved in this a little bit. Roy at one time told someone to shut the F up. But when you're being called a little bundle of sticks, mm-hmm. when people are just F you the entire time, when your family is being heckled.
Well, Lowry said you should have heard the stuff that people were saying to Erica McIlroy all day long on the course, and she's going around following her husband, trying to support him, trying to support Team Europe, and she's getting heckled as if she's one of the people out there.
So I guess I don't want to be one of these people that's like, oh, you know, woe is, you know, society. But the F the Mormon thing made me think about that, because like I said, I experienced that almost every road game that I went to. It was commonplace. If we played six road games, I bet you that happened at four of them. And this was obviously back in the 90s. So I asked the question, is fan behavior worse, or is this like now that just everything's on camera and social media now, and that we're paying attention and it's been magnified? I don't know. I don't know if it's getting worse, if it's the climate we're in, but it feels like that. But I also don't want to be naive and think that it hasn't been like this, but I find it embarrassing.
Yeah.
If I'm a Colorado fan, and I said this when it happened with the Oregon fans,
yeah.
If I was a Duck fan, I would have been pissed
yeah.
that I'm being lumped in to a group. And we always do the same thing. Well, it's a small group.
Sure.
Actually, if it's a big enough group, then an entire stadium can hear it. Cause I heard it.
Yeah.
I was at the BYU game sitting on the other side of the stadium and I heard it. So don't tell me that it's a handful of people when you can hear it through an entire stadium.
Yeah.
That's a cop-out.
Yeah, and I do feel like, so there have always been bad apples in fan bases. There have always been people who either want to say things that are inappropriate, or people who want to start fights, or someone who thinks that they can get close enough that they can put hands on a player. Like, those people have always existed, but I do think that now, and I don't know how much of it is a social media effect, but there is... To me, it seemed like there was a notion from American fans that this event was an opportunity to actually affect the outcome by getting under someone's skin.
Yeah.
So it's like, I agree with Rory's point. Why not just come and root on Scottie Scheffler against Rory? That would be so easy. But I think those fans who are doing that, who are crossing the line, are thinking, if I can just piss him off enough, I can help the USA secure a point. Yeah. And like, and I think that if you get players to react, it affects their team. It ends up on social media. And it I think, unfortunately, makes some fans feel like they're part of the game. And yeah. It's awful.
It's amazing to me that in a public place that you're comfortable saying some of the things that you're saying. And whether that's the Ryder Cup, whether it's fan chants, it baffles me that sort of mentality is, I don't know. And maybe that's my thing. I understand that it's always been around, but it feels like it's being more accepted and that we've kind of reached the point of, well, F those guys. And I don't know. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I'll say this too, like with NFL games, it's made me, NFL stadiums to me are kind of a, I'm good.
Stay away.
It's not my gig.
Yep.
And again, maybe that's always been the case. And maybe I'm just falling into the trap now of I see NFL fights every week. But when I do go to Seahawks games over the years, I've seen those incidents in my own, with my own two eyes. I was at a Viking game a number of years ago where a bunch of Seahawks fans ended up dumping a bunch of beers up above on a group of, that had kids there too, that were dressed up in Vikings. I was at a Rams game a couple years ago and I saw a fight break out kind of right in front of me by super fans, you know, the guys that were, you know, super dressed up.
Yep.
And I see some of that and it just, I don't know. I feel like it's getting worse. But I don't want to make sweeping judgments. But when I saw that on TV, it was a bad look. It was a bad weekend for fan behavior.
And then the other thing that I saw in this, and I'd love to play it here. I think it's really interesting. Is that I think that pointing any blame back at the players is a little bit like victim blaming the girl who went out dressed up too much of a certain way for what happened. But Paul Azinger used to captain the U.S. team, and here's what he said about Rory's comments. Yeah.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I give Rory credit for that. Now I want to take a shot at Rory, who I love. You know, Rory probably turned down $500 million not to go to live. And he's a European, and we see how much he wants to beat our tour. But he stayed here, and he fought for us. He fought for the PGA Tour, so I love him for that. But today in the press conference, after it's over, he's saying, I think golf should be held to a higher standard of decorum. Isn't that what he said? But in the meantime, he says, F you, in full voice for the world to see. He turns around and says to the guy, shut the F up. The guy in the media asked him today, how did that feel, Rory, to tell the guy to shut the F up and then hit it 2 feet? And he said, it felt pretty effing good. And I'm like, but which is it, Rory? Is it that golf is held to a higher standard? Or are you just going to F you, the fans, and act like that's okay? So I love Rory. You know that. But you can't say that. You can't say the fans need to behave better. And then in the meantime,
yeah,
lay them to waste.
Really? That kind of sounds like Jackie Robinson, you know, when someone calls you the N-word, and then you're like, well, can't
you just turn a blind eye?
So if someone calls you a gay slur and then dumps a beer on your wife and shouts unbelievable, like awful things to you, we're now blaming Rory for having a reaction to that?
And that's just it. Is he, I mean, Rory got more abuse, and his wife did, than anybody on Team Europe this week by a long shot.
But they all got it.
They all got it. But he was also pretty demonstrative back. Yeah. And even talking about, I mean, it wasn't even mentioned there, but he was talking about class and decorum. He went out of his way to take the Team Europe flag and cover up Bryson DeChambeau's name afterwards. Yeah. So it's like, he's still doing petty things too, but those are apples and oranges. He's not chucking drinks at people. He's not coming to other people's place of business and talking S to them, calling them certain things.
And so. I guess, and I have seen, and again, you got to be careful because, you know, you can extrapolate things, but I have seen plenty of people defending making Paul Azinger's point. Now, Tom Watson, on the other hand, who used to captain the Ryder Cup,
said he was ashamed.
He said he was embarrassed. Yeah. That was me. I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed as an American. But yeah, I mean, so I don't want to say that how many people are embarrassed versus how many people are making excuses, but you know, there's a prominent member of golf that seems to be making excuses, and I've seen plenty of people that are making excuses for the fans' behavior. And it goes back to the same people that made excuses about the F the Mormons chant. I would also like to point out that a Mormon church was shot up this weekend, and I haven't heard boo about that. You know, so we've had multiple instances over the last couple of years of F the Mormons, and all that happens is, oh, you know, no big deal. Here's $50,000 fine. Someone drove a truck into a church, lit it on fire,
shot a bunch of people,
killed 4 people, hurt a bunch of others in a Mormon church. I didn't hear anything about that. So at some point, words have consequences, and it just, oh, that kind of rubs me the wrong way that is allowed seemingly. And again, not affiliated with that group. Haven't been to that church in a long time. But it does bother me that seemingly that you can do what you want to that group of people.
Different standards for different groups.
And there does seem to be no repercussions.
Yeah.
Or in the case of this, you know, Kobe Bryant can drop the F-bomb and immediately it's like a big deal. But we can say it to a bunch of European golfers, and because they're European, it's in the midst of a competition. Well, that's just being competitive. We're just trying to get under people's skins. At some point, man, you know, that ticket to go to the game does not give you the right to just be
a lot of
racist,
people think it does.
Bigoted piece of crap.
They think me buying a ticket means I get to be part of this environment.
Yeah.
And I get to dictate things.
Yeah, I just, and so it's just one of those that's been rolling around in my head. And I think the church shooting kind of like drove that home for me.
Yeah. Understandably.
And yet it's just not something that gets talked about at all. And in light of a group of people doing that, and again, I just asked the question, what if a group of college kids were doing that at a prominent football game, and then the very next day, one of those churches was shot up and people were murdered? Something tells me that it might be a bigger story, but because it's that group of people, we're fine. It's fine. We'll make a little apology, and you write a $50,000 check, and no big deal until the next time it happens. At some point, we got to look around and just be better, and I don't know where that starts. I don't. Maybe it's other people in the crowd, but I know people don't want to speak up because no one wants to get punched in the face and no one wants to have a beer thrown at them. But the next time you're at a sporting event and someone starts in with that crap, it can't be allowed. At some point, there has to be some civility brought back. Roy said that the golf should be held to a higher standard. How about we should just be held to a higher standard?
That's it. That's just it. It's general. Not just golf. It's that people shouldn't talk to other people like that, period.
In sports, yeah, I would say sports does need to be held to a higher standard. And I get it. Sports is competitive and it's fun and we like to talk trash and all that. And I don't mind hostile environments, but to say that because you're at a sporting event, all decorum gets to go out the door and you get to say whatever the hell you want because you bought that ticket, I don't buy it, man. I don't buy that at all. We need to be better, not just for golf, just in general. All right, we come back. Club 1080 will try to lighten it up just a scooch. And we'll keep an eye on this Red Sox-Yankee game.
It's getting good.
It's getting good here. Going, you know, chance here to go to bottom of the ninth with maybe a one-run game. Primetime here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.